You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Sumant Banerjee. India has built highways at a frenetic clip over the past decade. Now there are signs that the pace may have peaked in 2023-24 and it may even fall in the current fiscal year. Mint explores the reasons for this and whether this is a temporary blip or long-term in nature. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. What has been the pace so far? The rate of construction of highways in India has consistently gone up from under 12 km per day in 2013-14 to touch 30 km per day by 2018-19. The COVID-19 pandemic had only a minor impact when it fell to 28 km per day in 2019-20, but it rebounded spectacularly to hit a peak of 37 km per day. Nearly 13,500 km was constructed in 2020-21. Post that year, the pace of construction declined to 10,500 km per year before picking up again in 2023-24 to 12,349 km for a daily rate of 34 km. The national highway network has risen 60% from 91,287 km in 2014 to 146,145 km in 2023 with the length of 4 lanes and above rising 2.5 times. How is fiscal 2025 likely to be? The length of highway construction in a year is a factor of projects awarded in the previous year, which gives an indication of how a year is going to turn out in terms of highways. Last fiscal's UPTICK was on the back of 12,375 kilometers of projects being awarded in the previous fiscal. That number has come down to just 8,581 kilometers in the fiscal year 24 to 31% less than the previous year and way below the government's target of 13,290 kilometers, which indicates there are fewer projects to execute in fiscal year 2025. As per CARE Edge ratings, there will be a 7-10% fall in construction of highways to 11,200 kilometers or 31 kilometers per day in fiscal year 2025. What's behind the anticipated slowdown? Delays in approving project costs, due to a rise in raw material and land prices, under Bharatmala Pariyojana by the Union Cabinet is a big reason. There have also been delays in execution of projects awarded under the hybrid annuity model that makes up more than half the projects awarded from financial year 2021 to financial year 2024. A third of these are facing delays of up to 6 months. How big is NHAI's debt overhang? NHAI is tasked with building most of the wider highways and to do that it has to borrow heavily from the market. Its debt has gone up to 3.5 trillion rupees. Repayment will peak by financial year 2028 before tapering. NHAI will only be debt-free by 2040. That's if it doesn't borrow anymore. In the past 2 years, NHAI has been shifting from engineering, procurement and construction, EPC, projects, where the highway builder bears the full debt burden, to a hybrid annuity model, where the private investor bears 60% of the project cost. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.